back it, oh. Body rides and make me lose control. Don't stop, don't wait. Grind on me, baby, put my hands on your waist. Back it, oh. Body rides and make me lose control. Don't stop, don't wait. Just bring that back to me.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded.
So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I just know when that needle drops, magic is about to happen. You can't beat that warm sound that only records can give you.
These are.
I love radio. I feel like I'm a part of a community whenever I listen. Only radio can provide that human touch when I'm looking for new music.
Once a year, the two best ways to listen to music, vinyl and radio, come together to provide you with the ultimate listening experience. Welcome to Vinylthon.
Hello and welcome to the Vinylthon 2024 simulcast. My name is Peter Creighton, and for the next hour, I'll be your host as we go on a magical musical journey through all things vinyl. On this edition, you'll travel to Nashville, Tennessee with Vinylthon founder Dr. Rob Quick and Brad Savage of Akron, Ohio's The Summit FM to visit this year's Vinylthon ambassador, Third Man Records. Rob and Brad will be joined by Third Man Records co-founder Ben Blackwell. We're also going to get a State of the Vinyl Industry update from Kathy Ramsey of Women in Vinyl and Andy Weber, co-owner of Smashed Plastic Records in Chicago. We're also going to visit with Cheryl Crow, Mark Mothersbaugh of Devo, Josh Ritter, Sean Colvin, and Mick Conroy of Modern English to find out what's in their collections. Finally, since all music is local, we're going to highlight two local artists from the Chicago local scene. All that and more on the Vinylthon 2024 simulcast.
Hello, this is Kaneen from The Lone Bellow, and you're listening to Vinylthon.
Hello there, this is Philip Phillips. You're listening to Vinylthon. There's something great about records and playing vinyl over the air. Let's listen to some records together on Vinylthon.
Hey guys, so this is not Vinylthon. This is Radio Show Schmadio Show with Maya Marsich, and you're listening to Wony. And thank you for tuning in. Radio Show Schmadio Show. Radio Show Schmadio Show. Radio Show. It's better with Steph. All right. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy today's show.
Kiss me and say you love me, it makes me feel so good. I wanna break down and give in to you. I wanna believe that you're the one. You give me my pills and sing this strange song, and all my hurting.
Yeah. first dance, shake you like the first time. Our palms met in the clam sweat. Heavy focus, 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 focus. Set the camera to the flash for a portrait of the speed.
We'll be right back. Down.
All right, that's all I got for you today. If you're listening, thank you. And if you weren't, you wouldn't be able to hear this right now. So, thank you. Yeah, I hope your weekend is beautiful, happy, sane, and easy. Okay, we're green or I'm gonna pinch ya. Okay.
Radio show. Radio show. Radio show.
Have a wonderful weekend and a Friday and everything.
Amazing.
And that was Ben Blackwell of Third Man Records, this year's Vinylthon Ambassador. For more information, please visit thirdmanrecords.com. That's thirdmanrecords.com. I'm Peter Creighton.
Vinylthon is the event when radio plays vinyl on the air around the world.
State ascoltando Vinylthon, l'amore per I dischi in vinile.
No matter where you live, Vinylthon is a global event.
Das ist Vinylthon, für das Leben für Vinyl.
Although we speak many languages around the world, we all understand the language of music.
Estás escuchando Vinylthon, l'amor por el vinil.
Welcome to Vinylthon, wherever you are.
And we're back. And I hate to say it, but we've arrived at our last segment for this year's simulcast. Every year, members of the Vinylthon planning team sit down with numerous artists and ask them about their own record collections. Brad Savage recently sat down with Sheryl Crow and asked her if she's a record collector.
One of the things that we're a big part of is a special radio broadcast called Vinylthon, and it's a scholarship fundraiser that we do to raise money for students going into broadcasting scholarships. But really, all it is we play records on the air, like radio, you know, playing records, old school. So talk about, are you today a record collector, and what does physical media kind of mean to you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have a huge record collection. It's kind of funny, too, because I'm trying to think of what birthday I had. I think about 10 years ago, my band bought me a turntable and they curated a record collection. So they each had to give me 3 records. And although I didn't see any of the texts between them, I mean, I got to see them later. The conversations between what the best 3 records were. That was as valuable as the actual LPs. But yes, I love vinyl. I don't come down here and play it enough. I'm very lazy now with being in my house and being able to play music from my phone. I'm one of those. But yes, I love vinyl, man.
Do you remember what the first record is that you ever got, as a child?
Yes, I do. It was ABC by the Jackson 5.
Oh, very good.
And, you know, and the irony of that is I went on to work with Michael Jackson as one of my first big gigs. So, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I was 5 years old.
Amazing.
Todd Richards of WBWC in Cleveland, Ohio, caught up with Sean Colvin and asked her what it's like hearing her own music on vinyl.
Everyone's excited about vinyl, and we're doing Vinylthon and that kind of thing. So what's your take on hearing your stuff on vinyl after all these years? Because I don't think that record was out on vinyl in the 90s when it came out, back in 96.
No, it wasn't. Steady On was. That came out on vinyl initially. But that was a long time ago. I grew up putting the bladder on the turntable and sticking the needle down, and it's a warm, great sound, and it's not like I put a few small repairs vinyl edition on, you know, played it all the time, but it's just kind of a warm, nostalgic, wonderful, I don't know, occurrence, you know, that's loved again and appreciated. Not the record itself, although that's good too, but just the medium.
Is that in your future now that you're doing some of these releases on your own?
You're listening to Radiothon. 24 hours nonstop tunes. Yeehaw! Only on WONY 9.9 FM, Oneonta the Whale.
On Monday, March 3rd, join Class of 2025 for a Leader's Lunch. With 75 days till graduation, Lead at Oneonta is hosting lunch at the Waterfront Room in Hunt Union at 12 p.m. Also happening March 3rd, join Chuck's Comedy Club at 9 p.m. with Aurora Sings over at the Waterfront Room. On Tuesday, March 4th, join the Office of Student Experience at 5:30 for a planetarium show, a night full of planetarium and science discoveries for adult and lifelong learners. This will be happening at the Physical